Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. On November 18th, the sky will start to fall over Texas.
The Leonid meteor shower is a regular shower that occurs every November.
Anita Cochran, the assistant director of the McDonnell Observatory, explains this phenomenon.
It is as the result of the debris left over from the passage of Comet Temple-Tuttle, which comes past the sun and past the Earth every 33 years. In 2007, the Earth's orbit will intercept the orbit of the dust trail that was left when the comet passed the sun in 1932.
These dust particles burning up in the Earth's atmosphere will create this year's shower. In 1833, the Leonid meteor shower rained down thousands of meteors an hour. This caused some people to believe that these meteors signified the end of the world. This year, the shower won't be as drastic.
There are times when we go through, and it's approximately once every 33 years, when we see a huge storm because we go through the peak of it, and we might see hundreds of meteors per hour. In this particular year, the peak of it will occur when it's daytime in the United States, and when people should go out and see it, which is the end of the night, they'll only be seeing about 10 meteors an hour.
And state parks are a great place to view the Leonid meteor shower. That's our show with research and writing help from Kate Lipinski. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.